Ms. John said the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is aiming to get at least 70% or more of the population vaccinated. She said a vaccination station will be set up at the car park opposite the Central Police Station this week to continue the vaccination process.
As it relates to our vaccination, we have continued our vaccination. We, in terms of the national drives across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, those were put on a pause simply because, you know, of the situation that was happening. But we were still communicating with our shelters and those persons who had an interest. So what we did is that we asked persons, if you're interested, one, talk to your shelter manager, and two, you can go to the nearest health facility, even though that is not your health center. That health center was made available for you to get your first or your second dose in terms of your vaccine. As you know, we are trying to get to at least 70% or more of our population vaccinated so that we can get back to that sense of normalcy. And that normalcy can be defined by many different sectors in many different ways. But the point is that we are really trying to get back to that place where we can function and maybe in some instances remove our masks and so forth, if we have sufficient coverage in terms of vaccination. I think generally persons have been coming around. So we've had quite a number of vaccination drives last week in particular. We set up in and around Kingston. This particular week, we're going to be just across from the police station, the car park that's right there. The team should already be setting up already. We're going to be there all week because persons have been asking for a fixed station apart from the health centers. So we're going to be there all week.
That was Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Belize will reopen its land borders on May 31st, but only for visitors. Belize's land borders were closed in March of 2020 as part of the efforts to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. And six presidents of Latin American and Caribbean countries have called on the international community for equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines, asking countries with the most doses to share them. Internationally, Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is highly effective in adolescents aged 12 to 17. No cases of COVID-19 were seen in a trial involving 3,732 young volunteers who received two doses of the vaccine. Moderna says it will soon submit the data to regulators globally to seek approval for use in teens. Meanwhile, Japan has kicked off a mass vaccination program in Tokyo and Osaka as the COVID crisis worsens. The military has set up centers offering thousands of shots each day, prioritizing the elderly. The country's vaccination drive started late and was hampered by supply shortages and organizational hurdles. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.